Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. A former tabloid publisher is on the stand for another day of testimony in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. Trump's lawyers are trying to establish that the National Enquirer chose their stories not to influence the 2016 election, as David Pecker has testified, rather because it was good for business. Pecker, a longtime friend of Trump, is a witness for the prosecution. The State Department has found that some Israeli units were responsible for, quote, gross violations of human rights, end quote, but it has stopped short of restricting U.S. aid to them. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this report.
Under the so-called Leahy Law, the U.S. has to restrict assistance to any unit accused of human rights violations if countries don't take steps to respond. This could be the first time the law would be applied to Israel, which receives over $3 billion a year in U.S. aid. Sources say the department found that some Israeli units were responsible for gross human rights violations. The allegations go back several years and predate the war in Gaza. Israel has taken some steps to respond, sources say, but the department is still looking into one unit, believed to be the ultra-Orthodox Netzeh Yehuda, which was blamed for the death of an elderly Palestinian-American man in 2022. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing working on stabilizing ties between the U.S. and China. He tells NPR's Steve Inskeep Beijing could help de-escalate conflict in the Middle East.
I actually believe that China could play a constructive role in trying to make sure that conflict doesn't spread, that we don't see escalation, because it has relationships, it has influence with critical countries in the region, including, for example, Iran. So what I'm focused on is trying to encourage China to use that influence in a productive way.
Blinken also says China is the number one supplier for Russia to rebuild its defense industrial base, supplying weapons to Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine is pushing ahead to try to bring home men of military age who've moved abroad. NPR's Philip Reeves reports two of its neighbors are now offering to help.
More than 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion, Ukraine faces a serious shortage of troops. Volunteers for the army are drying up. Its government is turning its attention to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian men who've left the country. It's pressuring men of military age to return by temporarily restricting access to consular services for those without military ID. Neighboring Poland says it's willing to help in this effort, and now another neighbor, Lithuania, is joining in. Its defense minister says moving abroad isn't fair to those Ukrainians who are fighting for their country. There'll be no deportations, he says, but there could be restrictions on work permits and social benefits. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
It's NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.